Instructions for this exercise are available in the book, The Extraordinary Gift of Being Ordinary, Finding Happiness Right Where You Are, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. For more information, please visit drronsiegel.com.
Embracing a self-esteem injury. This exercise can help you to tolerate and be with and lovingly care for yourself in a moment of failure or disappointment or feeling bad about yourself. Let's start with a few moments of mindfulness practice. Gently closing your eyes if you're comfortable doing so, and finding an alert and dignified posture. Bring your attention to the sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath, and try to follow the sensations of the breath through their complete cycles. Allow thoughts to arise and pass freely, gently returning your attention in a loving way to the breath. Just stay with the breath for a little while. Now allow yourself to recall a recent time when you felt bad about yourself. Perhaps it was a moment of failure, shame, or rejection. It's best to start with something moderate and not too overwhelming. And as you recall that moment, notice how the disappointment feels in the body. Is it an ache, a tension, a pressure? Try placing your hand over the area of discomfort in a caring and loving way. Just allow yourself to breathe in or breathe into the physical sensations. We're not trying to make the pain of a self-esteem collapse go away, but rather to increase our capacity to simply feel the sensations, to be with the experience. As much as you can, try to approach the sensations with kindness, with an attitude of, "It's okay, sweetheart. We all fall down regularly." Should you notice aversion responses arising, thoughts such as, "I hate this. When will it stop?" or even, "This is a dumb exercise," just allow those thoughts to come and go, gently returning your attention to the bodily sensations of the injury or the disappointment. If after staying with the sensations for a little while, the discomfort starts to fade, let yourself try to ramp it up a little. Perhaps you'll need to recall another injury, or just recall the first one in greater detail. The idea is to maintain this feeling of discomfort throughout the exercise so that you can develop confidence in your capacity to be with it while being kind to yourself. Feel free to stay with the sensations in a loving way until you're no longer trying to fight them or get them to stop.